Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Looks like the federal government is getting ready for the bird flu pandemic. Yes, I'm actually using that word. And I'm going to share my screen. We're going to take a look at this information coming in. And this is from a website called Contagion Live. How do you like them apples? FDA grants fast track status to ARCT 2304 for H5N1 influenza protection. I'm going to share this with you, and I want to also give you some interesting information about this pharmaceutical company, which is based in San Diego, and it has connections to Israel. But before we do that, let's remember to be afraid. Be very, very afraid. I created this meme myself so that you would have a handy chart to determine whether or not you have the flu or the bird flu. So let's take a look at your symptoms first, and then we'll take a look at this pandemic that the FDA and the CDC under Bob Kennedy's authority have now entered into this fast tracking. Kind of reminds me of, how did they call it? Operation Warp Speed, which Bob said was a smashing success. So first of all, if you have a fever, you could have the flu or the bird flu. If you've got aches, you could have the flu or the bird flu. If you've got chills, you could have flu or, you guessed it, the bird flu. If you've got a cough, or fatigue, or nausea, or a stuffy nose, or sore throat, you could have either the flu or the bird flu. Now, don't let this be confusing for you. They're completely different because they have different names. They have different designations. Just like cooties, remember back in the day? The symptoms are exactly the same, only different because it's called COVID. I already covered that for you in a previous video, but let's do this. Let's take a look at this information that's coming out. I'm going to stop sharing the screen. I just wanted to show you where it came from, and I'll read the headlines for you. So the FDA has granted fast track designation to this pharmaceutical company to investigate a self-amplifying mRNA vaccine. How do you like them apples? Developed to protect against pandemic influenza A. They're already calling this bird flu a pandemic influenza A, H5N1. And their shot is known as Lunar, like the moon. Lunar H5N1, it's part of the company's proprietary STAR. How do you like all of these space analogies? mRNA platform, and aims to support rapid, scalable immunization during global influenza threats. Because you know what happens on the other side of the earth, flat though it may be, affects you in your own hometown. And the FDA fast track designation is designed to expedite the development and regulatory review of treatments that address serious or unmet medical needs. So this status allows for more frequent FDA communication, rolling data submissions, and potential eligibility for priority review. Now, I did a little digging because that's what I like to do here at The Healthy American, and I looked into this company, Arcturus, and it's very interesting because I'm going to show you what else was called Arcturus. So this is the website, Arcturus Therapeutics in San Diego, California, and do you see the headlines here? This is back in 2020. It announces an agreement with Israeli Ministry of Health to supply the cooties cocktail Lunar COV-19. Now, what also is very interesting to me is that an Israeli company actually merged with the San Diego-based company. And I think I have that in another. Here we are. It's called Alcobra Pharmaceuticals, was part of Arcturus Therapeutics. It was not directly acquired by George Soros or his Soros Fund Management. However, the Soros Fund Management LLC is a shareholder. Now, I don't want to read too much into that because basically that's like saying Vanguard is a shareholder, meaning you can buy shares of these companies through those investment banks. So that's what it means by the Soros Fund. But he did recommend this, that Soros Fund Management did recommend the Arcturus Therapeutics. And Alcobra Pharmaceuticals was based in Tel Aviv, Israel. So I find it very interesting that an Israeli company merged with this Arcturus Therapeutics, and then that company became the main distributor of vaccines in Israel during the pandemic of 2020 and beyond. Now, the other thing that I thought was really interesting is I started doing a little more research. Do you know that Arcturus, which was actually the name of a COVID-19 variant and a global public health emergency? And let's take a look at this. Here it is again. And the Arcturus COVID variant. I never heard of that. Here's another one. CDC. The Arcturus was causing 20% of new infections, and that was in 2023, not that long ago. So I find this very interesting that the FDA under Bob Kennedy's, don't fall for the Bob delusion syndrome. I'm going to do a video for you on that coming up, where people are falling under his spell, and he's going to tell you that these are safe and effective products because they've been tested by the rigorous FDA standards now that he is in charge of it, and that you can trust him because he's Kennedy. And when you trust government, you're going to believe what they tell you to do. So there you have it, friends. This company started their phase one clinical trials in November of 2024, enrolling, listen to this, 200 healthy adults across multiple U.S. sites. Because of course you want to test these products that are supposed to prevent illness or disease on healthy adults. Yeah. I'm just glad that they're not doing it on children, although it is starting from the age of 18, going all the way up to 80. And it says that they are measuring their immune responses. You could dive into all of that, friends. I'm not really going to do that on this channel, but I did want to let you know that the CDC is fast tracking this drug. That's the bottom line here. The CDC is fast tracking this drug for the H1N1, which I showed you is so deadly that it's exactly like the flu, only different because it has a different name. So we have to keep that in mind. So let's keep our eyes open to see what they've got next to slosh all over us, hogwash wise. And do you, let me know in a comment below, do you think people are going to fall for this hogwashing like they did in the past? Do you think that they are in it hook, line, and sinker because they've already capitulated with what the government told them what to do? I'm seeing evidence that more and more people are waking up to the hogwashing, to the deceit, to the bamboozle, the deception, and the hoodwinking that's going on at the highest levels. I would also like to know if you predict whether Bob is going to tell people to that he endorses that and then say, oh, of course, it's just a choice. I endorse it. I recommend it. But, you know, it's your choice. That's what people are telling me. I've got several videos on this channel where I respond to the Bob Kennedy deniers, basically, who are trying to defend the indefensible, which is his recommendation for children to be harmed by following these schedules. He never gave a qualifier. He never said anything at his Senate hearing other than I recommend this schedule. And he just came out a few days ago saying that the measles vaccine is the best way to prevent the transmission of the measles. And people said, well, he wasn't endorsing it. He was just stating a fact. So you believe that to be a fact. I see. Uh-huh. I guess we've been speaking about different topics on this channel because I'm all in favor of the truth and not deception. Stay tuned because later this week, I've got a video for you called the Bob Delusion Syndrome. And I talk about the stages that people go through. First, not even believing that he said he's fiercely pro-vaccine, then saying that I twisted his words, then saying, well, he said that, but he had to get confirmed. And once he's confirmed, he'll shake things up. And then he got confirmed and people said, well, he can't shake things up. You got to give the man time. And in the meantime, children are being harmed. And then you're giving him time and he's still not standing up to Big Pharma. And all y'all, not all you all, but all y'all say, it's Big Pharma. He can't stand up against Big Pharma. That's political suicide. And then he said, then the Bob Delusion Syndrome goes on to say, well, we just want safe and effective products. We're not really against them. We just want to make sure that the ingredients are safe because, you know, you can make poison safe. And then the final Well, you'll have to watch the video to know what that final phase is. I'll have that for you in a couple of days, friends. Thanks for being on board. As always, you can find me over at peggyhall.substack.com, the free newsletter where I summarize my videos here for you in a written format. And I thank you for being on board. I thank the moderators for moderating this chat, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.